Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Red Men TV. It's the post-match podcast. It's me, Ben, here today. Liverpool have beaten Southampton 4-0 at Anfield. In a game of two halves, here is my match reaction. Hello everybody, welcome to the Red Men TV. Liverpool have just taken another step closer to winning a Premier League title by beating Southampton 4-0 at home. No Paul or Chris today, so it's just me, it's Ben. It was a very much a game of two halves, wasn't it? I think Liverpool were very sloppy, quite slow in the first half. Just didn't quite seem at the races, and Southampton were the ones causing us quite a few problems in terms of, you know, creating some chances, although a lot of their chances did come from us being sloppy, particularly midfield. It took a little while for us to get going. Hello matey, okay? But yeah, after the break, it looked as if Gjørgen gave them a bit of a bollocking, to be honest, and they came out and they were a completely different side. Obviously, check out the player ratings that will be out on the channel as well, but it's going to be really difficult to rate the players because in the first half, a lot of them were really poor, and then it just looked as if we completely changed the way we play in the second half and came out with a lot more intensity, a lot more action going forward, and obviously the early goal in the second half really helped us then from Chamberlain. So let's talk about some players. I mean, Alisson made some really good saves, and then the midfield for me is where in the end the game was won, because, you know, thinking about the likes of Jordan Henderson, who, you know, again in the second half, those performances really went up a level. Thought Jordan Henderson epitomised that, and I was actually just thinking to myself before his goal that, you know, he hadn't had quite as much influence on the game as in previous games up until that point, but he was running himself into the ground. He was probably one of our better players on the pitch prior to the second half, in the first half anyway. Then he gets a goal and he gets an assist as well. Fantastic assist from Salah's for the third goal, which I think, yeah, Salah scores. So a really good performance from him. I think in the first half we perhaps missed Mane a little bit. You know, it's one of the first times really that we've been missing the front three, one of the front three for a couple of games. And I just think that little bit of intensity and that little bit of sharpness from Mane that he would have provided did cause us one or two problems going forward in terms of just not having that a little bit extra. But we seem to solve that problem at half time. Salah seems to step it up. You know, some of the times that he's on the ball and his ball control and his close control, getting it away from defenders, his strength, getting his body between the ball and the defender and stopping all that from going, he's just absolutely fantastic. And then his creativity as well, obviously, in terms of picking out a pass at times when he wants to pass it. And there was a little bit more selflessness from Salah today, I thought. He's just absolutely fantastic, I thought. Again, it's a strange game because, you know, we were really poor in the first half, and Southampton, you know, they probably should have known that we weren't going to come out quite as bad in the second half because obviously, and in terms of that, they probably should have taken one of the chances and made it a more interesting game in the first half. But no, look, at the end of the day, poor performance, good performance, a game of two halves, whatever you want to call it. Liverpool are currently 22 points clear at the top of the Premier League. Man City go away to Tottenham tomorrow. Leicester drew at lunchtime today. Man United play later on, but they're absolutely irrelevant at the moment because Liverpool are absolutely flying. It was a 4-0 win for Liverpool over Southampton at Anfield today. The good times just keep on coming. We go into Shrewsbury now. It's the winter break for the first team players. The under-23s are going to play at Anfield on Tuesday, and obviously in the hopes of getting us to the FA Cup fifth round draw. It's all bloody rosy, isn't it? Yeah, anyway, that has been my match reaction. Thanks very much for watching. Do subscribe to the channel. Leave me a comment on what you thought of the game down below. Like the video as well. Head over to the redmentv.com where we're going to have all our post-match content. And yeah, see you next time. Liverpool are really, really, really good. See you later. Yep, and following on from that, here is the player ratings from outside Anfield. Let me know how generous or strict I was. And yeah, there you go. Hello everybody, player ratings time after Liverpool beat Southampton 4-0 at Anfield. Me today, no Chris Pajak, so I'm going to try and do this as much as I can. because last time I did player ratings was in Salzburg with my dad, and we got told off for being too harsh. Although it was a really difficult game, it was a really difficult game to rate these players because bizarrely it was so poor in the first half, I thought, and then they came out a completely different team in the second. So I'm going to try and do an average and do an overall. So I'm going to start with Alisson, who I thought made some good saves, particularly in the first half. Again, you know, the last few games, Alisson's been really, really key for us. If you think about it, you know, in terms of just making saves that he should be making, but also making one or two saves that, you know, prove his quality as well. So I'm going to give Alisson, I'm going to give him an 8 actually. I thought he was good. I thought, you know, without him, you know, perhaps you end up a goal down in the first half. And you go into the half time trailing, and you know how it is then with these teams who like to sit a little bit deeper. They're going to sit deep, and they're going to cause you problems in the second half. So it was a good job we had him there. Trent Alexander-Arnold, okay. I thought it's difficult in the second half. Everybody was so much better. So for me, it's difficult to give an average. I think Trent was probably a 7.5. I don't know if I'm being generous there or not. I thought, you know, attacking again, he plays some fantastic balls all over the pitch, doesn't he? And in terms of, did he get an assist today? Don't think he did. But, you know, still his creativity's there. He's an attacking threat, and he's such a big part of how we go forward, particularly when we stepped up that intensity in the second half as well. So I'll give him a 7. Joe Gomez, I thought he was really, really good. I thought both centre backs were actually, so I'll do them as a pair, Virgil van Dijk and Gomez, because I want to give them both an 8. Just getting a tackle and getting the foot in, being dominant and sharp on the ball, but also being, you know, just bullying defenders. I mean, Danny Ings, he's a good player, and you know, he got a good reception when he went off, but he didn't really get a sniff today, other than the sloppiness in the first half in the midfield that I'm going to talk about in a minute. But I do think that, you know, overall, the centre-backs bullied the strikers, really. You know, even when Charlie Austin came on, he didn't get a sniff either, did he? So I'm going to give both centre-backs an 8. Andy Robertson, I didn't think was quite as good today. I don't know whether it's just, you know, he is lacking a little bit of form at the moment. There's been a few, you know, performances that haven't been quite as good. So I'm going to give him a 6.5, pushing on a 7. Again, I'm wary of being told that I'm being too strict or too generous, but do let me know in the comments. I just didn't think he was as good today. But, you know, again, it was partly down to, you know, a lack of sharpness in the first half and then how that changed in the second half. So let's move on to the midfield. Fabinho, a little bit better than West Ham and Shrewsbury. I thought, you know, coming in from the start probably helped him. It probably helped, you know, as Liverpool got themselves into the game, again, particularly in the second half. I thought Fabinho was pretty good, but I thought his sloppiness actually at times was the reason that Southampton found themselves creating a few chances in the first half. So I'm going to give him a 6. I didn't think he was... Again, I think his first half performance has stuck in my mind more than his second half performance, and that's obviously because as a team we were attacking more in the second half, and it meant that there wasn't as much reliance on a defensive midfielder, and therefore what Fabinho was doing wasn't quite as highlighted. But I do think that in the first half, you know, he gave one or two balls away. And again, it's just, I am aware he's been injured. So it's just about him stepping up and getting those minutes into the legs. I think it was good for him to get 90 minutes today, because now obviously he's going to go off. He's going to have his winter break like the rest of the first team squad. And hopefully then when it comes to Norwich in 2 weeks' time, he's going to be pretty much back to full fitness and match sharpness as well. So a 6 for Fabinho. Jordan Henderson, fantastic. I mean, you know, he's been so good, hasn't he? And I said him in match reaction, literally just before he scored, I was thinking, you know what? He hasn't been quite as influential on the ball today, but he's run himself into the ground. You know, he's given his 100% effort. Just before the chance for his goal arises, he's pressing the goalkeeper, he's pressing the centre-backs really highly. And then the goal comes, and again, you know, you can see how much it means to him. So I'm going to give Jordan Henderson a 9 today. I thought he was absolutely fantastic. Gino Wijnaldum, I thought, was a little bit weaker. Again, I think the first half performance is sticking out in my mind more than second half performance, but again, he showed his qualities as well, you know, in terms of his strength on the ball, his keeping possession, his passing as well, his driving forward at times, which I thought was really good. I thought he was good. So I'm going to give Genie a 7. And then onto the front three that started. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, absolutely outstanding. You know what, in the when we were building up to this game on the Uncensored Match build-up show, we discussed the possibility of putting Oxlade-Chamberlain out wide. I opted to go with Origi if he was fit. Just because I think, you know, in a Liverpool shirt, when Oxlade-Chamberlain played right over front three, we haven't seen him be quite as effective. But today, he really was. Even in the first half, when the team in general weren't that good, I thought his performance was probably he was probably the best player on the pitch for us in the first half, in terms of just bursting away from defenders and you know, turning sharply on the ball and looking lively. And if anything was going to happen in that first half, it felt like it was going to come through Oxlade-Chamberlain. And then obviously in the second half, he gets the goal. It's a really good finish from him, cutting in from the right hand side and burying it. And then again, he just looked dangerous anytime he was on the ball, and he was making those like diverting runs as well that we're kind of used to seeing from Salah most of the time, in terms of dragging defenders away and causing a problem off the ball. And we were seeing them from Chamberlain as well, so it wouldn't surprise me if between now and the end of the season we saw Chamberlain on the right hand side, you know, in games where he's looking to rotate the any one of the wingers. You know, it wouldn't surprise me whether we saw him on the left or the right hand side again, you know, as we look to go forward this season. Roberto Firmino, I thought he was poor first half, to be honest. I don't think he was in the game enough. But in the second half, again, it was like he was a completely different player. He was absolutely outstanding. I'm going to give Firmino a 7. Did I rate Oxlade-Chamberlain, by the way? I'm going to give him a 9. I think he was really good in that sense. Chamberlain, I'm going to give... Firmino, I'm going to give a 7 overall. Maybe a 7.5, because I thought in the second half he really was instrumental in making things happen and creating chances. Firmino overall really good. And then Mo Salah, again, same story really. He struggles to get in the game a little bit in the first half, but in the second half he was so dangerous, wasn't he, in terms of, you know, his close control, his finishing, he was absolutely outstanding. So Salah, I'm going to give an 8. Subs, Minamino comes on, misses a sitter, doesn't he? It's a shame, because it would have been really good for him to get himself his first goal, but it wasn't to be today. I'm going to give Minamino a 6.5, maybe a 7. Naby Keita, I thought, was really good actually. It surprised me how sharp he was when he came on the pitch. I think he creates a chance, doesn't he? He plays a really good pass on the edge of the box. It might have been for Firmino. Again, you know, just that close control from Keita, and he does, you know, when he does get going, he does have an eye for a pass that no one else sees. So I'll give Keita a 7.5 actually, you know, in the context of the game and the context of what he did when he came on, and given the fact that he's been injured as well. I was impressed by Keita. Who's the third sub? Lallana. Not much to say about Lallana's performance, to be honest. It was the last sub, wasn't it? I think it was a chance, really, to give Jordan Henderson a bit of an ovation from the cop. So I'll give Lallana a 7, why not, if I'm feeling generous. Liverpool have won. So let me know if you agree or disagree with any of these ratings down in the comments down below. Subscribe to the channel again, like this video, head over to theredmentv.com for a 30-day free trial. You'll get all of the post-match content over there, the instant match reaction with me and Mr. Matt Lockett, who is behind the camera currently, and then obviously all the content throughout the week as well. Thanks for watching. Ta-ra. And finally, here is a clip from the instant match reaction that you can check out now on theredmentv.com. It's 30 days for a free trial at the moment, and then it's only £5 a month after that. So go over and check it out. We're going to have so much good content coming out over the next few months as Liverpool stride towards a Premier League title. Here is me and Matt chatting about the Reds after the game. They're one of the best actively pressing teams in the league, really, aren't they, if you think about it? Because even Liverpool don't do it to an intense level anymore, but, you know, if you think about at the moment the way Hasenhüttl's got them going, you know, they do that really well, don't they?
They do it intelligently as well. I thought in the first half they were a lot more intelligent with the press. In the second half, after you went a goal down, it was just a case of just run at the ball as fast as you can. But yeah, definitely in the first half they made us play it long, and we didn't really have a decent outlet in that, and I think losing Mane is a big part of that, I think. And yeah, there's just nothing really. They pushed us into areas that I don't think we wanted to go in, and the communication between Alisson and Gomez and Van Dijk at times just seemed a little off in the first half. Throughout the whole game, to be honest, there was moments in the second half as well where they just didn't seem to communicate well. I think Alisson nearly handballed it at one stage.
There was a moment as well, I think, on the right-hand side, as we're looking from the cop, the right side of the penalty area, where the ball is allowed to go through. Alisson comes out for it. You remember Fulham away last year almost, where it comes through and the ball goes through. I think it was 3-0 at that point, to be perfectly honest. But still, yeah, I know what you mean. Southampton, though, you know, if we just talk about the first half for a little bit, you know, they did create a few opportunities and they were quite good on the ball, but it felt as if, to be honest, the majority of what they were creating was as a result of our sloppiness.
But again, I think that was the pressure that they were putting on us, the way they were pressing us. I think Gomez looked in trouble a couple of times, I think, in the first half, and to be honest, everyone did. I think everyone who had the ball around the penalty area in the first half just didn't look comfortable, and you've got to give them credit for that. I haven't seen that much this season, especially at Anfield. So, but yeah, like you say, the chances that they had, yeah, with balls that we were giving away, but they forced us into that, I thought.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.